Alrighty, alrighty, your boy Alex the Truck is on one tonight. I've been fucking drinking beer.
Cider.
Cider. Drinking vodka sodas and playing Warzone all night. So, you know, I am jacked and ready for the human podcast. With me, as always, is my lovely wife.
Thank you for my intro.
You know, Mrs. Truck, as all my friends refer to you as.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
They all are like, oh, hi, Mrs. Truck. Like you can hear them. Like, I don't have headphones on. Like, anytime you come in the room, they're like, hi, Mrs. Truck.
I've never heard that before. I'm going to have to pay attention next time.
Well, you don't hear it because it's in my headphones.
Oh, okay.
And then across the country, coming from, you know, the state of California.
Why are you so far away from me?
So far away. We got Courtney. Just Courtney.
Courtney,
the porn watcher. While we do the porncast.
Quite honestly, actually, I'm looking at Reddit now.
Already,
maybe
already,
a little bit.
Yeah.
I know.
But you already chose one. But
already
it's my ritual.
Yeah, you can go for it. But guess what, guys? You know, this upcoming week is Valentine's Day. And so I do have a few red flags. If you are dating a crazy person, look out for. You know, number one is if they have four or more cats, get the fuck out of there. If you have four or more cats, you're dating a crazy woman because they multiply like tribbles from Star Trek and they're just like, oh, you're fucking married and you have 12 cats. And like, what the fuck did my life go wrong?
Like, people who have more than three cats, I respect you, but I don't understand you.
I don't respect you or understand you. Fuck you.
Oh my God. Oh, I have the perfect one for you. This couple cats, like, they made their cat house cat friendly. But, like, it basically took over their full house, and they even save, like, whiskers that the cats drop.
Yeah, don't do that.
It's fucking weird.
You're a crazy person.
We do that at work, and we're calling it a forest.
So
we have a forest of whiskers at work.
But number two for craziness for women is if they have this Karen haircut, like the foop over the side, you know, kind of covering one eye, but it doesn't. Blonde hair or dark hair and crazy eyes.
Wait, do I have a Karen haircut?
No.
Okay.
You don't have blonde hair. You have to have blonde hair.
Okay.
And like the fucking.
Because I do the forward bob with the A-line and the side part.
Or if you have like, you know, spiky back hair, unless you're Japanese or Chinese or some Asian. You know, but yeah, the crazy eyes and dark hair, like crazy. And like you're out there being like, all men are evil. Get the fuck out of there, guys. You don't need that shit. And number three, if their head game is on point, if they suck dick like a champion, if they're like, boom, and they make you come with their mouth. That's impressive. Like, for dudes, it's pretty easy for us to do. But for women, if a girl can make me come with her mouth, I get married to her.
Wait, so that's not the default?
No!
Wait.
Are you kidding me? Most girls suck at blowjobs. Like, they're terrible at them.
Wait, what? You always come when I give you head.
No, I've... Not always. Like, usually, like, I fucking pull you off my cock and shove it in your puss.
Okay, but no, like, if I use my mouth, like, I always make you come with my mouth. Like, is that not common?
Like if you're, like, you know, dedicated to it, it's like, yeah. But if I'm, like, fucking jackhammering into your pussy, I'm gonna come a whole lot faster from that.
Well, obviously.
Duh.
So, but if her head game is on point, or if she asks you to fucking come in her and give her a baby, get the fuck out of there, guys. Like, it's wild that people, like, fucking come in their girlfriends. It's like, don't come in your... If you have a girlfriend, don't come in her, okay? Use a condom. Use birth control. Use double birth control. Fuck it. Who cares? You know, get a vasectomy. Do something. I mean, fucking cream pies are great. But, you know, just, you know, don't do it to, like, a fertile woman. But I also have red flags for men. You know, red flags for men is, like, watch them drive or play video games. And if they're, like, fucking screaming and freaking out, get the fuck out of there, ladies. You know, get just be like, we're done. Sorry, bye, boy. No. Number two, if he's super-duper controlling, super-duper manipulative, where are you going? Where are you gonna, who are you going to be with? When are you coming back? When are you coming home? You're like a new fucking puppy. Get the fuck out of there. You don't need that shit in your life.
Yep.
And then number fucking three. It is, you know, if these guys are like, I love you way too fucking soon. Get the fuck out. Like, if they're like, you know, I love you so much. Like, on date two.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of there. What? What? What?
So far, you're one and two. You're one and three. You're not two.
What are you talking about? Driving.
Uh-huh.
Being manipulative.
Uh-huh.
And I love you.
Yeah. You're not the second.
Yeah, no, I'm not all of these things.
Okay.
I'm not a crazy psychopath on all three of them. But if he hits one of them, yes, he's a fucking psychopath. You know, because guess what? Crazy fucking breakups are the worst. Because, you know, as a dude, you'll fucking cry, text message, email, caller, write poetry, threaten to kill yourself. I'll kill myself if you don't talk to me. Yeah, it's just stupid. You know, men are pathetic when it comes to that dumb bullshit. And girls will key your car, write a fucking smash hit about it. Like, I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights. Slash his horn on all four tires. Like, that's not how that actually works, you dumb bitch. You don't slash someone's horn. It's a fucking electronic horn. Like that bothered me every fucking time.
What?
You can't slash a horn.
No, what did you say? The lines?
I took a Louisville slugger to both headlights, slashed the horn in all four tires.
No, slashed a hole in all four tires.
Oh, I thought it was slashed the horn
in
all four tires.
No!
You don't slash a hole in tires. What? How are you slashing a hole? You can't slash a hole. A hole is circular. A slash is a slash.
I agree with you.
Still, fucking, it was a great fucking song. Goddamn. Maybe next time he'll think before he cheats. I've never looked at the lyrics for that song. I've never done karaoke for that song.
I've never looked at the lyrics for it either, but that's how I heard the words.
I slashed the horn.
The hole.
Now I have
what
to fucking...
What song are you guys talking
the
about?
The Carrie Underwood song.
Before he cheats, but... Now I have to fucking...
It's Carrie Underwood, right?
Carrie Underwood, yeah.
Okay,
before
yeah.
Before he cheats. You know.
Let's see.
Let's, you know... Before he cheats, lyrics. Now I have to see, okay? You know, I dug my key into the side of his pretty little souped-up four-wheel drive, carved my name into his leather seats. I
slashed a hole in all four tires.
Ta-da!
I beat you to it.
Well, I was saying all the words to give the fucking goddess her credit. But
sure,
you know,
I'm basking it in anyway.
Courtney is over here, like, fuck you. I don't want to hear all this. I mean, you know. Okay, so you can't fucking, you know, slash a hole, you dumb bitch. I slashed a hole, you know, like with what? A drill? You're like, but you.
I mean, what words should she use in place?
I mean,
ripped. Or she slashed open.
How about slash the horn in all four tires? That at least makes more fucking sense than slash a hole. You don't slash a hole. This is insane. This is insanity.
She slashes open.
Yeah, that doesn't rhyme.
Exact. Okay, so you come up with a rhyme.
I slashed open his fucking penis. You know. How about this? You just leave him and don't destroy his fucking car. How about that?
I thought you were supposed to slash three tires and then you wait and you take a picture of him slashing the fourth one. So when he reports it to the insurance company, you send him the letter and it's fraud and he goes to jail.
Yeah, that's not a fucking thing.
It's not?
No. You just report it. You don't. Who slashes the fourth fucking tire?
The dude who wants his tires replaced for free.
That's not how that works.
It's not?
No.
It's not?
No.
It's not?
No.
I always thought that was a thing.
You have a deductible.
I know. I need to pay it.
Yes. Because you wanted to use insurance to fix your car and you don't want me to fucking, you know, ball peen out your fucking door.
You've never once offered to do that.
You never asked me to.
Why would I do that? You're so busy.
But yeah, I mean, I'm sure I could have, like, gone in there and fucking, like, you know, pulled it on out. But, you know, have it done properly. You know, fucking, they're going to do the undercarriage thing and, you know, fix that. So, hell yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm here for it.
I'd rather have someone professional fucking do some shit than me.
Exactly.
But back to what I was saying, you know. Like a girl, like, when you break up, she'll, like, fucking destroy your car, write a hit song about it, fuck all your friends, and tell you your dick was tiny the entire goddamn time. And it'll break your fucking heart, and you're sitting there crying, writing even more poetry, like, threatening to kill yourself even more. And if you survive all that and don't break up, you do the most psychotic fucking bullshit in the world, and you get married. Who would get married? Do not get married. If you're like, I want to get married to my girlfriend. She's so nice. Don't do that, you idiot. Why the fuck would you get married? It is the week of Valentine's Day. Do not get fucking married. Do not fucking propose to her on Valentine's Day. Don't do that because she'll say yes. Absolutely, she'll say yes. It is a romantic fucking gesture. Oh, he's so cute. He proposed to me. Fucking, you're going to ruin your goddamn life. You know, I'm married. It's too late for me. She's sitting here giving me death glares over here.
The fucker's stuck with me.
And I can't fucking leave because guess what?
I get half.
It costs me too much fucking money. I don't have that kind of money.
I'm expensive.
She is an expensive bitch.
I'm so expensive.
I don't even know what alimony is or what that fucking word means, but I'm sure I'm going to have to fucking pay it. And, you know, like, it's going to end up with, like, a fucking, you know, like, murder-suicide. It's going to be bad. So, I married someone that I will not murder-suicide. I swear on God.
Well, no, if we're talking suicide, obviously I'll take myself out. I'll even write a letter.
Yeah, I mean, you know, being married is, you know, kind of fun, though, at times. You know, like, I get to look at tits all the time. I get to smack her in the butt, call her toots. You know, she gets to poke me in the butt whenever she wants. You know, with a big old strap-on dildo. Feminism rules. But yeah, I mean, Valentine's Day. It's a garbage holiday. Get rid of it. Fucking throw it the fuck away. I hate fucking Valentine's Day, okay? I hate it. It's boo. Garbage as a holiday. And I remember growing up and going to school, and for Valentine's Day, he had to bring Valentine's for everyone in the class. So losers. You did, yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you brought Valentine's, you had to bring one for everybody in the class. So losers didn't feel left out.
That sounds like a lot of work for the parents.
It was. It was a
Not
ton
really.
Of fun. Well, I mean, there's like 30 kids in the class, and you just.
Okay, just continue.
It was so easy. They already have it already available at the store. you just get 30 or so little Valentines.
Oh, yeah. The little packs you get at like Target?
Yeah, like it like has like a little thing of Smarties or whatever the fuck.
Oh, okay.
Or...
All right, well, continue. This is cool.
And yeah, you just like hand them out and yeah.
Did you have like treats in them too or just cards?
Treats, yeah, of course. Yeah,
some
like,
did, some didn't.
If a bitch gave me just a card, fuck her. I hope she never
gets
fucked.
She probably wasn't in charge of it. It was her parents.
You know,
it would just depend on what they could afford.
If you can't afford it, don't get anything. Who cares?
So how many grades did this go up to?
Like, it was just elementary, middle school bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, like, once you get to high school, you're, like, fucking each other and, like, giving each other, like, personal presents. Like, here. And it's, like, a
letter sign. So they let you send shit in high school on Valentine's Day to the person you liked in class.
Oh, that's
like,
so cute.
Though you had to pay for it. Which is totally fine.
Yeah.
But it was romantic because they'd come in, interrupt the class, and make, hey, I got a package for summer?
Oh, that's embarrassing.
It's like the fat retarded kid sent you a Valentine's Day. And it's like an overstuffed bear, like one of the carnival bears. And it's like, fuck. Yeah. And you can embarrass, like that was my favorite part about high school, is you can embarrass chicks by saying, like professing your love for him. I don't give a fuck. I know she doesn't, you know, feel the same way.
It's so hard to be a teenager.
It was so much fun just to embarrass girls during fucking Valentine's Day. Because you just go, I love you, and just, like, say it loud as shit during lunch, and fucking shit spreads like fire. It's like, phew. It's like, oh, man! Alex, the fucking retarded kid, said he loves summer! Oh, my God! What a dumb bitch! And she would catch all the heat for it, and now you get nothing. They're just like... Oh, man, I can't believe you did that. You're such an asshole. And it was so much fun. But, like, as a dude, like, yeah, just the most power in the world. And then you get to, like, high school, and it's like, you can still ruin their lives. Because you can just be like, yeah, I had a great time with you over, you know, Christmas break. Just have like a giant card, like just like, and just like fold it over and be like, will you go out with me? Yes or no? And she has like check no. It's so fun. But that's not what this podcast is. We are. I mean, I have no idea what this podcast is. Honestly, I'm toasty right now. I'm fucking drinking my drink, having a good fucking time, just talking into a microphone. I have no idea what the fuck I'm doing. Next weekend is going to be even a little bit crazier. Next weekend is going to be Psycho Weekend.
Yes.
So just get ready for that one. Like, we might even fucking record that on Friday, just so, like, we're, like, deep into it.
No, we have plans for Friday.
What, like, not recording an episode?
No, you're going to take me shopping on Friday.
Shopping where?
At Hustlers.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Oh, my goodness.
But, like, Courtney just realized what that was. It's a sex store, Courtney. That way I can buy myself some fucking, you know, fleshlights that I can fuck. While she's sick and not feeling well, then I don't have to use my hands all the fucking time.
Oh, poor baby.
I know, right?
No,
and
not
it's
really.
The fucking worst. But we do got news stories this week, as always. Let me pull up my first news story of the week. Goodwill encourages donating ex's belongings for Valentine's Day.
I love companies that capitalize on this shit.
Forget about your ex donating their things to someone else in need. Goodwill of Southern Nevada is encouraging people to donate their excess belongings this Valentine's Day. Forget the bad memories of a failed relationship and bring in items that can be loved by someone else.
Don't burn it in the fire pit. Donate it.
Goodwill accepts donations including clothing, shoes, home decor, jewelry, toys.
No, seriously, you can buy lingerie at Goodwill
and electronics.
Yeah.
So over there in Las Vegas, this is where it's really coming from, is, yeah, if you have like an ex, just go ahead and donate your shit. Donate their shit. You know, if they fucking left some boots there, fuck that bitch. Donate that shit. Have her go buy them back for $7 or whatever it costs. But I love this so much. Just it's like, I donated them to a good cause. So, like, they come after you and it's like, ugh.
I still like the cockroach better, but this is pretty good.
I mean, don't get in relationships. Fuck your hand, guys. Let women suffer. You know, you have your hand.
Like, aren't you also suffering, though?
No! Are you kidding me? I jerk off all the time!
But is it, like, as fun?
No, like, once the evil's out of me, it's out of me, okay? It's like eating. I don't care if I'm eating, like, some bougie food or fucking shitty Taco Bell. Eating is eating and food is food, okay?
No.
It fucking fills my belly and stops it from fucking rumbling. I don't give a fuck what the fuck is in there. As long as something is in there. And if I'm jerking off or fucking pussy, I don't care. Once the evil is out, it's out. Okay, boom. The cum is out of me, I'm good. But on to our next story.
Ah, my cat is so fluffy.
Why is your cat fluffy?
Because he's fluffy.
Your cat is fluffy?
Yeah.
So, Wyoming limiting child marriage sparks Republican outrage.
Oh, my God.
This fucking... I'm almost embarrassed to be a Republican on
what
this.
What the fuck?
So, there's like 8 states that allow... That don't have an age limit on fucking marriage. So, child marriage is a fucking thing, you know, whatever. Arranged marriage is what the fuck ever. And so, Wyoming Republican Party is seeking to kill a bill working its way through the state's legislature proposing to raise the state's minimum marriage age to 16. You know, and they argue that, you know, putting that age limit interferes with parental rights and religious liberties.
Why are these people in public offices?
It's like, please stop marrying children.
And like, why does that need to be a law that's enforced?
Stop fucking, you know, having children. Yeah, it's gross.
It's so gross.
But yeah, they have to, you know, anyone under the age of 18 seeking to get married has to receive a written consent from their parents under the eye of a competent witness.
Huh?
But yeah, I mean, currently Wyoming is one of 8 states in the country, including California.
What?
Michigan.
Oh my God.
Mississippi, of course. New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Washington, and West Virginia.
Is California not aware of this?
Without a minimum age requirement for marriage. And it currently ranks among the top 10 states in the country for child marriages. Yes, there's only 8 states. Of course it ranks amongst the top 10 states. There's only 8 of them. You dumb fuck. It's like, yeah, I got...
Basic math.
Basic math, you fucking asshole.
Pay attention in high school.
Efforts to raise the age of marriage in the state have consistently stalled for years now. Retired Democratic Representative Charles Peckley sponsored legislation to raise marriage. Yeah, Raise it to fucking 30, okay? You should be 30 years old to get married. That's how that should work. Your 20s should be fucking going out there, getting fucking, you know, all the STDs, and then when you hit 30, you can finally get married. That's how that should work. Like, they shouldn't have allowed me to get married. They shouldn't allow me to, like, marry my wife. Like, I just, like, walked in there, a 20-something-year-old. I don't even know how long we've been married. Like, people ask me this all the time. Like, how long have you been married? I'm like, fucking, I don't know. When Trump got into office. That's the only way I know.
Okay, no. You were 23 and I was 20. I was 21.
I have no idea how old I am now.
You're 31.
31, okay.
I'm sorry, you're 30, you're turning 31 this year. Because I just turned 30.
Then I'd be 31.
You'll be 31 this year in June. On your birthday.
Am I?
You're 30.
I was born in 91. It's 2023.
I'm so confused. You're a year older than me until your birthday, and I turn 30.
I'm like 2 years older than you. I'm always a year ahead of you.
No, we have a
kid. We're never the same age.
Oh, my God. Okay, it doesn't matter. You were 22 when we got married.
But.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, so you're no longer allowed to date your fucking. Stop getting married as children, okay? We're just going to put it there.
Yes.
And one of my favorite fucking things that has happened, unspeakable botch. Spain spent £258 million on trains that are too big for its tunnels.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh my God.
That sucks so bad.
Since the blunder was exposed to the local newspaper, you know, El Comercio, late last month, two transport bosses have been fired. The 31 commuter trains were ordered by Renfe in 2020. They were set to replace the aging fleet in the poorly connected autonomous regions of Austria's and Cantabria's. I don't even know how to say those words.
I don't know either.
Originally slated for completion in 2024, the much-needed update is now likely to be delayed until at least 2026.
Oh my God, that would piss me off so much.
It has also emerged that the manufacturer, Basque-based CAF, flagged the error back in March of 2021. You know.
Seriously?
Yeah. So, over in Spain, they just have fucking too big of trains. You know. And honestly, they should just, like, push it through, like, anal sex. Just. It'd be the greatest thing ever. Just to, like, see them crash.
That is so bad.
Or how about this? Just make the tunnels a little bit fucking bigger.
But they gotta spend more money now to make them bigger. Like, there's no easy solution.
It's a pretty fucking easy solution.
The money's been wasted.
The holes are already fucking there, okay? The holes are already there. Mm-hmm. What are they gonna do? Carve them down? No, just, you know, get a big-ass drill.
But that costs more money, and it's gonna take more time.
Yeah, 2026.
Oh.
Yeah, so far, two senior officials have been dismissed. You know.
Like, there's no... That's a Band-Aid. There's no...
What will happen to the oversized trains? As the trains are still in the design phase, they have not been manufactured yet. So, thank God for that shit.
Oh, I thought they were already built.
That'd been hilarious. If, like,
I thought they were already built.
They
yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Okay, this is much better. No! Yeah.
This is not the first time such a fiasco has taken place. In 2014, French train operator SNCF ordered 2,000 regional trains that are too wide for the network's platforms.
Oh, god.
Oh, they were already made that time.
Oh my god. Like, seriously, this is the second, like, they need to pay for it. I think at that point, it's
no,
like.
No, they're just, you know, fucking planning them, and, you know, shit happens. That sucks.
I don't know how they could miss something.
People are stupid.
It's hilarious. Because people don't give a shit. This is why, this right here is why I don't trust people sitting in corporate positions. Because they've never done what I fucking do, you know, boots on the ground type shit. Be boots on the ground, work your way up, be at the fucking top from being boots on the ground. I want to see a janitor that worked for Walmart be the CEO of Walmart. I want to see him work all the fucking way up and then be the fucking CEO. Quit playing your pussy on the plate. What?
Being attacked. He's so fierce. Oh my god, his chin hit me so bad. I gotta fix that.
What is this?
What?
So fucking Sam, the weird Sam Smith guy is so fucking weird.
Yeah, of course he is.
The singer?
Yeah.
Mississippi hit by a 900% increase. You can just say it like 9 times. Like, you don't have to say 900% and make fucking idiots think
people
it's
are stupid.
Something that should have happened 100 years ago, not last year. But yeah, 900% increase in newborns treated for syphilis in Mississippi.
I am not surprised in the slightest.
The number of babies in Mississippi being treated for congenital syphilis has jumped more than 900% over 5 years, uprooting the progress by the nation's poorest state. Oh, man. They're poor? Who would have thunk it?
Nah, they'd never recovered from Katrina. Never.
Eh, fuck them. I don't give a fuck about Mississippi.
No one does. That's why this happened.
Yeah, it's a shit state. You know, be better. Like, produce something. California produces movies. You know, Colorado produces weed and
mushrooms.
They
had New Orleans, and now it's gone. Oh, no, wait, that's Louisiana. I'm sorry.
Yeah, do you not know where Mississippi is?
It's next to Louisiana.
I'm about to pull up a fucking map.
Okay, I don't think you understand how high I am right now. I did my best.
Let me look.
I know I was wrong.
Let me go here. Unlabeled map.
What?
What?
Which of these states do you think is Mississippi?
I can't see anything.
Here, oh, let me fucking share it with you as well. That way. You know, a tab. So, which of these states do you think is Mississippi? You think it's on this side of the map or this side of the map?
Obviously, it's on the other side of the map. Scroll down.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's one of the long, like.
I already know which one it is.
Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi.
It's one of those. So,
or is that Missouri?
You think that's Louisiana? Where do you think Louisiana is?
Louisiana's here.
No. No. This is Louisiana right here.
I thought Louisiana touched Florida.
No. It's okay. Texas, Louisiana.
But I was right on Missouri then. Or on Mississippi.
Yeah, Missouri's up here. This is Missouri. Right
no,
here.
I was right on where I was wrong about Louisiana, but I was right where Mississippi is. I have redeemed myself somewhat. I took myself back down, but an increase is an increase.
That is hilarious.
I feel like I could point out maybe like 5 states and that'd be it.
How are you like this bad?
It's one of those 3 states right there.
I did not pay attention to geography whatsoever.
The one in the middle. That's a. Oh.
Well, I mean, it's this one. Because
Louisiana
right
is the boot.
So, like.
Which one?
It's this one right next to Texas. Like,
it looks
you
like
go
a
Texas.
Boot.
Louisiana and then Mississippi.
I was right on that at least.
What state is this right here?
Is that Indiana?
What state is this right here? What state is this?
Shh. Okay, That was.
I think it's Ohio.
Yeah, it's Ohio. Mm-hmm. What city is this?
Okay. I think it's Colorado. No, no.
North Dakota.
So. You where live.
Can you?
It's one my.
Where, okay, can is you it
point
Kansas?
The pointer at it again?
The pointer is right here.
Is it Kansas? I know it's not Arkansas.
Did you not see the pointer on it?
I don't think she can be.
No.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, now I can for some reason. It was gone on my side. Oh, that was super weird.
Okay, is it Kansas or Arkansas?
Neither of those. That's I Nebraska.
Isn't it?
I forgot that was even a state.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're funny.
New Mexico.
Man, my memory is shit.
Arizona.
Utah. What is this? Wyoming.
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
I thought that was Wyoming.
This big state, Montana.
Oh.
What is this?
That's North Dakota.
What is this?
South Dakota.
Jesus. What is this big state over here? What is this one? Jesus Christ. It's like embarrassing, but...
I did not pay attention to geography. That was not important
apparently,
to me.
Apparently, that's 100% true. But... Let's jump on right on over to the am I the asshole?
Am I the yes.
Am I the asshole for, you know, embarrassing my wife about state geography? No.
Oh,
no,
I don't care.
No, you're not, Alex. You're such a good guy.
No, I know nothing about geography. I have no shame in my lack of knowledge.
I mean, for someone that's driven through like most of them, I know where they're at.
Exactly. It's your area of expertise.
Am I the asshole for yelling at some chicks that are preventing me from taking my drunk girlfriend back to her place? Posted by Retold Joke on Reddit. Last night, my girlfriend and I went to a party my fraternity was hosting. I'm currently trying to limit the amount of alcohol I'm drinking so I can cut. But my girlfriend was not, so we have different drinking habits here. So you can cut, so you can, like, lose weight.
Oh, that's what that means.
Yeah. During the 3 or 4 hours we were there, I had, like, 3 White Claws.
Weak.
Fucking trash human being. While my girlfriend drank to get drunk with her girls that were there, eventually we got to a point where it was very clear my girlfriend wasn't doing well, so I decided to drive her home. Like I said, she was very drunk. And wasn't walking straight, was a bit incoherent, and once we left the house, she threw up in the bushes.
Shame.
I was there for her the whole time and asked one of our pledges to get me some water and Gatorade for her. While we were waiting, these 2 random girls ran up on us and were trying to talk to us. I'm convinced one was on something and she was convinced that her friend... She was friends with my girlfriend and said she would take her home. I explained the situation and said I'd be taking her home. The girls wouldn't leave us alone despite me telling them that she was my girlfriend, and they refused to believe us. My girlfriend, again, was off her ass and in her own drunk world and wasn't being helpful. Eventually, I just grabbed my girlfriend and tried to get to my car so we could leave. But these 2 girls refused to leave. They literally stood in front of me and tried to pull my girlfriend off of me. I was trying to push through them as they would not let me go. At this point, I was so fucking tired of whatever dumb shit they were trying to do, so I went off. I told them they needed to get the fuck out of my way, and I told them that we needed to leave, and me and my girlfriend, you know, they needed to leave me and my girlfriend alone before they do something that they'd regret. They decided to continue being dicks about this, and I walked through them. I finally got my girlfriend to my car, and they continued to bitch at me, saying they're to leave my girlfriend alone. Finally, some of my brothers saw us and distracted them while I got my girlfriend in the car and was able to drive off. This morning, I got multiple DMs about what happened from one of the girls attended by the party. She explained that she knew the girl... She explained that she knew the girls that they thought my girlfriend was in danger, but they wanted to help her. She demanded I apologize for how I acted, yelling at them and walking through them. Am I the asshole? So these girls were trying to defend a fellow girl. from possibly getting date raped or whatever. And good on them, okay? Good on them. They had the right intention there. Especially over in college, because guys can be fucking douchewads. But, you know, it was, you know, her boyfriend, and she was fucking drunk off her ass. You know, is this guy an asshole for yelling at these chicks and walking through them?
So the easy solution here was to just have pulled out his phone and shown them some pictures of him and her together. That would have made it 100% clear he was her boyfriend. Am I bothered by how far the girls went to keep the girlfriend safe? Absolutely not. Am I bothered about how he responded? Maybe a little bit, but not honestly. I understand his frustration and where that came from. I do think, I'm not quite sure an apology is needed. I think more of kind of like an acknowledgement.
Okay, so like if, you know, I take you down to like my comedy set and you get fucking drunk off your ass and you're just like stumbling everywhere and I like try and bring you to the car and two random girls are like, you need to leave her alone and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'd probably just punch him in the face.
Well, no, you should just like, you could grab my phone, like from my phone, and show him pictures of us, and it'd be like totally clear that we are together and that you, I am safe with you.
No.
Yeah.
That's all.
It's different for a woman.
So different.
If a random ass dude, you may not know it, but a lot of people do prey on drunk women and they take them home and they fuck them.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Yeah, no, they were doing the right thing.
If they said something, they didn't have to go that far. But if they wanted, like, they could have, like, communicated better.
Yeah.
But they were all really drunk. So I don't think
it was said that one of them was probably on something. So probably on some fucking drugs.
No.
No, if I see, like,
one of the two girls.
Like, I might say something.
You on purpose make you look like you're friends with the girl. Like, you have to build the persona of a relationship and to help scare off a predator. Like, you act like you're already friends with him. Like, that's how you do it.
That's a known thing to do.
That's like, how you do it. Like, yeah. She wasn't on something. She was doing it how you do it.
See, but
yeah,
like,
even if she was on something, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It's wild that these women will fucking do this. It's like, you know, how crazy do you think that this guy is?
They don't know.
Yes. Yeah, so
they don't know he's not crazy because.
Exactly. So, you know, how do you know that like three of you are not going to get kidnapped? Because he can just go taser. And fucking now three of you are fucking trapped in a basement because you wanted to...
Okay, A, strength in numbers. B, all they had to do was show some photos of them proving they were together. They had the right response. I understand his frustration. Nobody is the asshole.
Let's see what the fucking... Not an asshole. This is really an unfortunate situation where no one did much wrong. I don't blame these young women for jumping to conclusions while they saw a cyber guy taking a wasted woman home. Women deal with so many creeps, it's not an unreasonable thing to think. You know. On the other hand, you know, you certainly did nothing wrong in taking her back. It's understandable that you asserted yourself strongly and your explanations were ignored. You know, you're being physically obstructed and accused of crimes that you categorically were not committing. So it's like, yeah, if some bitch comes up to me and calls me a fucking rapist.
Oh, finish it.
You know, if there had to be an asshole here, it's a girl hitting you up in the DMs after the fact, you know, still acting like you're in the wrong when everyone involved should just acknowledge the misunderstanding and move on.
Oh, yes, that last paragraph there, that is 100% how I feel. I was trying to figure out where something felt like it was done wrong. And that, yes.
But yeah,
I agree entirely with that. That is a very good. It's good. It's good.
But yeah, if some girl, you know, come up and just like, you know, you're a fucking rapist, you're a pig, and I'm like, okay, you know.
Well, they didn't do that.
You know, fuck around, find out, and just catch a right fucking hook across the chin, and don't ever fucking assume shit about me ever again.
Why are you looking for an excuse to hit her?
Just you know, come at it, you know. Democratically, come at it, you know, be like, hey, is this, you know, your girlfriend? Instead of being, you pig, you fucking rapist piece of shit, get the fuck away from her. It's like, okay, catch her fucking right hook. I will fucking beat you to the ground, and then you'll fucking get up, wake up the next morning with a fucking swollen eye, and that will be that. Fuck around, find out. That is my fucking motto in life. Don't fucking accuse.
Then it just kind of proves her right that she shouldn't have let you leave with someone who's incapacitated and can't protect themselves. That just proves them right.
That's like me going up to a random dude and calling him a pedophile.
That did not happen here.
Yeah, no, but it's pretty fucking comparable, though.
Why?
These two women that do not know your girlfriend are coming up to you and calling you a rapist to your fucking face. Go fuck yourself, you dumb fucking bitches. I'm not a fucking rapist. I'm her boyfriend trying to get her home safely.
Okay, they were not wrong. I'm not going to make the word assumption, but they're looking out. Because this shit happens all the fucking time. Okay, it fucking happens. And again, they're not in the wrong. He's not in the wrong. Everyone just needs to know the situation. See, no one owes anybody an apology.
But if something does happen, you know, these girls, you know who it is, and boom.
And again, he could have shown, there could have been better communication, and this would have been averted.
Yeah. And if they would have came in, you know, fucking democratically and been like, you know, okay.
What does democratically mean?
Like everyone fucking puts in their fucking input.
Exactly. Communication.
Yeah.
So
communication. We're talking about the same word.
But yeah, like if they would have came in like nice and be like, hey, is this your girlfriend? And it's like, oh yeah, no, you know, this is my girlfriend.
Well, no, you can't act like.
Yeah, if you come in and just say, rapist, 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 then yeah, you're just catching a fucking right hook across your chin, and you're going to wake up the next morning feeling like a dumb bitch.
Okay, it's much easier to scare off a predator by being like, hey, we are already friends, as opposed to a stranger being like, hey, are you okay?
Yeah, like, I mean, if you come up, you know, to a bear's prey and be like, this is my friend, the bear's just going to kill all of you.
Okay. No, okay, I'm...
That's a human... We're talking about human predators, not fucking wild animals.
Humans are way more dangerous than fucking bears. I'll say that right off the
gate. Okay. Not all men. Yes, but we don't know who are okay. Like, women, there's no, like, rule break. And a person can look perfectly nice and still be a predator, okay? Like, you can't... You just don't understand how...
Have some street sense about you. If you want to get drunk... Get drunk with your sorority sisters. Get drunk in like a fucking...
Yes. Is she too drunk to be in public? Absolutely. Like, if you're drinking to the point where you're vomiting, that's too much.
So, yeah. You know, have some street sense about you. I hate to fucking victim blame here, and there was no victims, but it's like, if you go out to a fucking bar...
No one's to blame here.
Drink to get fucking drunk and, you know, wake up the next morning in some dude's bed and then call fucking rape. Fuck you.
Well, I mean, what if it was? I mean, if you're clearly with someone who, like, is that...
Then you don't get to go out. How about that? If you want to get drunk, you have to fucking stay at home. If you're a fucking dumb slut that wants to fucking go out and get drunk and then fuck some dude, you get to stay the fuck home. You do not get to go the fuck out. And
I mean, it's...
Because it's going to fucking ruin some dude's life. Some dude that just, you know, went out to a fucking bar, paid for some drinks for some chick, you know, and, you know, it was like, hey, you know, I had a great fucking time. You know, now it's like, you know, like all these women out there are like, no dude wants to ever hit on me. Yeah, because it's a fucking, you know, you're going to get accused of rape every fucking time. I'm terrible. Like, I'm glad that I'm fucking married. And I don't ever hit on any other fucking women because I'm terrified that some woman's going to be like, you raped me and fucking ruined my life and send me to prison over some dumb shit. Because, like, the courts just believe the woman's fucking word. I hate that
That's
shit.
That's not so true anymore.
It's like, honestly, like, the amount of fucking stories that come out where a woman just lied about some dude and the dude spent, like, 10 years in fucking prison, she should spend the rest of her fucking life behind bars and just get beat down every fucking day of her life. I hate these fucking bitches. They're the fucking worst fucking villains in the world. Like, there are true victims out there that do get raped. And I feel terrible for them. That fucking sucks. And I will be the first dude to beat the shit out of a fucking rapist. Every fucking dude will stand up for you if a fucking dude is truly fucking raping you. But, you know, like, these women just, you know, like, hey, look, I'm a victim. And like, they wave their hands in the air, just get attention online. And it's like, oh, my fucking God. You're the absolute fucking worst. So, like, just don't fucking do that. Like these women just...
Are you still ranting about this?
Yes. Like the women that are out there fucking falsely accusing men of fucking rape, like, should spend the rest of their life in fucking prison. Just,
yes.
You know, have, like, slave labor and be like, oh, you know, you wanted to ruin some dude's life? Well, guess what? Fuck around and find out. You know, you go, like, go around and ask, like, your grandmother. Like, if you want some fucking heartbreaking goddamn stories, ask any woman, you know, like, over 50.
Yeah.
She'll have a fucking real story that never got brought to the cops, that never got fucking brought up to anything. Because
and the whole point is them trying to prevent it from happening again. That's the whole point. Yeah. That's just the whole point. If you can protect someone from having something bad happen to them, it's
But
you
to just assume someone's a fucking rapist is where I have a fucking problem. To assume someone's a criminal. To look at a black guy and be like, that guy's going to steal from me. That's where I have a fucking problem. Fucking, you know, preconceived fucking notions of who a fucking person is just because I have a fucking penis. Go fuck yourself, you dumb bitch. You know, I want to be treated like a fucking human with dignity. You know, ask me to my fucking face. Is this your girlfriend? Yes, she is. She is my fucking wife. And if you come after me, if you continue coming after me after that, you're going to catch a right fucking hook across your chin.
Again, communication would have solved all of this.
Yeah.
No, it is. No one's an asshole. No one knows. No one owes anyone an apology.
You come after me and be like, rapist, and that's what it is. Like, I don't want to be, you know, called something that I'm not. You know, call me brown. Call me a beaner. I don't give a fuck. You don't, you know, call me, if some dude came up to me and called me a pedophile, I'm beating the shit out of him.
Huh?
Like, this dude is going to fucking wake up, you know, in a month in a fucking hospital with a fucking unpayable fucking bill and lose his job, lose his apartment, lose everything that he fucking has because he wanted to just assume some shit about me. That shit doesn't fly. Not in my fucking world at all. Never fucking do that. You know, come up, be like, hey, is this your girlfriend? Yes? Okay, move on. You know, keep a mental note. You know, because obviously, you know, you're in the same circles. And if she's like, oh, that wasn't my boyfriend. And it's like, okay, well then, we have strength in numbers and we can go to the justice system and have him fucking arrested.
Or you just prevent the scenario from happening in the first place is what they were just trying to do. OP's not the asshole. They're not the asshole. The chick who's like stirring all this shit up afterwards is the asshole.
Yeah, I'm not apologizing to these dumb bitches.
No one needs to apologize to anybody. This is, quite honestly, this is kind of a good thing that happened, in my opinion. Like, this situation could not have gone better, in my opinion.
No, like, you come up.
Could have communication been better? Yes, but everything that happened here, quite honestly, I'm okay with. Nothing bad happened. The chick who's, like, being like, you need to apologize, is, like, stirring shit up and being, like, she doesn't need to do that. Like, that's just stupid.
I honestly feel like just people just need to get the shit beat out of them every once in a while just to fucking, you know, humble them the fuck down. And it's like, don't fucking start, you know, stirring shit up.
Like, the fact that she texted kind of like explaining what happened, like, that's perfect. She didn't need to be like, you need to apologize. That's so stupid.
How many unsolved murders are there a year in the United States? For those, to answer those questions, there's currently more than 200,000 unsolved homicides in the United States. This number raises around 6,000 a year. So this is 6,000 people that fucked around and found out. And nothing will be done about it.
Exactly.
So do not fuck around and find out. It's like, you can fucking, you know, go and, you know, deal with the shit afterwards. Or just kind of fucking know who people are. But don't fucking come to people that you don't know. Like, I don't talk to people I don't know at bars. At all.
It's different for women, though. It's different.
So like, as a woman, like, would you want, like, a dude to fucking come up and, you know, like say I'm taking you home and you're fucking drunk. And, like, two women, like, stop me. And they're like, stop, you rapist pig! I'm calling the cops right now! I will have them arrested. I will press full fucking charges against them.
Again, I will make their life a living
fucking hell. I will make them regret every fucking minute.
That shows you guys married.
No, I like, if they want to fucking stop me and prevent me from fucking going with my wife, I'll be like, okay, fuck around and find out. Guess what? Now you're going to prison. Now you are going to fucking get sued the fuck out. You're going to lose every fucking thing you have.
You're just literally moving to the end of the situation without allowing any chance for communication to happen. I'm so confused.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about, like, these women here that are like, you know, stop, you rapist, and they will not let me, like, fucking pull my phone out and be like, this is my wife, you know.
That did not happen. I'm just saying he should have, and that would have solved stuff.
And I just shove him to the side, just shove him to the ground, and be like, get the fuck out of my fucking way. Just fucking right cross, boom, across the chin. Learn your fucking lesson. Learn your fucking place. I know that makes me sound like a fucking bad guy here. But it's like, do not fuck around and find out. Because that is what fucking happens every goddamn time.
I think you're kind of just proving the point. You're not really making your point. No. Alex, you just seem a little crazy.
I am a crazy person. And it's like, you saw the numbers. 6,000 unsolved murders a year.
Exactly. You are just proving your point that women should stick together. You're just proving it. 1 in 4 to 5 women experience sexual assault. So
it's
you're
1 in 3.
Your point more.
It's 33%.
Oh, so you made my statistics better. So yeah. It's 1 in 3, not 1 in 4.
Yeah.
So 1/3 of women experience sexual assault. And you're saying that if I believe those girls might have taken it too far.
Yeah, they did.
But like, if someone
they refuse to listen to reason. Like if you refuse to listen to reason and you're fucking like on meth and like, stop, you rapist. You know, and you know, I'm like, okay, well, this is my wife, and she's like, I'm your wife, and you know, they're like, no, you need to stop. She's too drunk to go with you. I'm gonna take her home, and like, I see like she's like on fucking speed. No, you don't know her.
Then yeah, that's all you would have to explain then, yourself. Then like, you got out of the situation.
What would happen if I let my wife go with these two women and then they murdered her?
That's the whole point. You're not letting your wife do it.
See, like, this is the whole fucking problem. It's just like, you know, like, yeah, this is my girlfriend, or, you know, I'm going with this dude to fuck him tonight. And like, you know, women are over here being goddamn cockblocks. Stop it. It's like, ladies, I'm going to say this, you know, stay, like, if you go to a bar, you know, have a couple drinks. If you want a drink to get drunk, you know, bring a group of girls with you. This is usually what they do, is they, you know, have like a gaggle of girls with them, you know, and, you know, there's like one girl that's in charge, like, I'm the team captain here. And they, you know, the team captain makes sure that every fucking girl gets out of there. And they, you know, they work as a group. Boom, boom. They want to go to a bar and get drunk. Boom. Go to the bar, get drunk, go home. Take an Uber home. Hell yeah. It was a good night. You know, do you want to fuck this guy? You want to go home with this guy? Cool. But to go to someone you do not know and just start accusing him of shit that you, you know, are not sure of, that is where I have a problem. That is where, you know, like, imagine, you know, you see, like, a, you know.
Okay, instead of it, okay, instead of it, you looking at them like.
Here, I'll give you a perfect example.
May I please talk?
No, like, I'll give you a perfect example. So, my dad is white, okay? You know my dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, say we're at the mall together, and, you know, like, they see us leaving together, and, you know, you see some guy come and tackle my dad to the ground and say he's a pedophile and a rapist and all kinds of shit. It's like, my dad should have the absolute right to fucking stomp this motherfucker out. To beat...
He should be able to protect himself. But, like...
No, no. You know, like, that guy should have his head
excessively
stomped.
Is actually wrong.
Yeah, no, like...
Like...
Just to assume
shit
about... It's
still gonna come with consequences.
All right, what were you saying?
Okay. Another, okay, instead of the you looking at them like them being at this dude like, oh my god, you're a rapist, I'm seeing it more of the angle as they're being protective of her. They're not 100% coming at him like, they're like, you, okay, from my perspective, it's not you are, it's you could be, and they needed better communication on both sides to understand that he is a safe person, but didn't happen.
Here's the sentence right here. The girls wouldn't leave us alone, despite me telling them that my girlfriend
because
is in
guys
fact
lie.
My girlfriend.
Because people lie. People lie. They needed more evidence. Dudes who take girls home who are drunk, they can be like, yeah, she's my girlfriend.
Yeah, no, like, I would find out who her boyfriend is, and when they're out, I'm like, no, you can't leave with him. No, you can't leave with him. No, you can't leave with him. And just, like, fucking be annoying as shit, and then beat the fuck out of her boyfriend.
Yes, they went too far. But they're not.
Yeah, they're dumb bitches is what they are.
Why?
They're dumb fucking bitches.
You're taking a little too far.
No, I'm not. It's like, you, if you were at this party, you would have seen them together the entire fucking night. You could have asked some other fucking people. You could have, like, actually fucking been there. But, you know, he's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, and he got his... A friend saw what was happening, and they left.
Like, the situation ended. And I'm not mad at what happened.
And then when, you know... See, like what's going to happen is, like, you know, they're going to be going home with their boyfriend, and then, like, some other dudes are going to see what's happening and just kill their fucking boyfriend. Bang, bang, bang! I saved you from the rapist!
Like, if someone came up and did that to us, I'd be grateful to that person.
If someone came up to, you know, us, like, I'm taking you home drunk, and then they shot me in the fucking head, I saved you from the rapist. I'm a good guy. I have a hero complex that can't be satisfied. Go fuck yourself. We have too many humans to begin with. If a few fucking people die, who gives a shit? This is what I truly fucking believe. You know, we could lose half of the humans... And you want to know what's fucked up? It just takes us back to 1970. That's it. 1970, we had 3.5 billion humans on the planet. That's less than half of what we have now. We've doubled in the last, like, 50 fucking years.
Birth rates have been down for the last, what, 4 years?
Not down enough.
Nah, but it's a trend.
And people are fucking freaking out. So,
well,
allow,
I mean,
fucking
the
people to fuck.
Population is all retiring.
Allow people to fuck around and find out. Allow people to get fucking killed. And you know, fucking, you know, the world solves its goddamn self. Don't fucking get involved in shit that you have no idea about. Go fucking ask. Or, you know, come up to me and ask me like a fucking normal human being. Don't fucking come up to me and start, you know, accusing me of shit that I didn't fucking do. That's where I have the problem.
Oh my God, even Elon Musk is tweeting on this.
What?
The declining birth rate.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. Elon Musk has like 12 fucking kids. Because he's a rich asshole.
Oh my God, this is hilarious. People are like really freaking out. Like, what the fuck?
Good. I'm glad. I would be glad if every fucking human being, you know, in 100 years is just gone. Just boom. Because guess what? It's going to happen. The fucking common cold is going to get too strong for any of our medicines to fucking actually do anything about.
Oh no, we went up. We went up this last year because of COVID babies.
Yeah, fucking retards having sex and having babies.
Oh my God.
Stop having children.
And we should have children.
No.
At least to replace ourselves.
No, not at all. Like we could have 10 years of no babies.
Just stupid people need to not breed. Like, we just need to let smart people breed. That's all that needs to happen.
That's not going
to
happen.
I know. It's disappointing.
Idiocracy is like the fucking
I love that movie.
True.
The car fight.
So like if I see a guy leaving with a chick, do you want me to stop every fucking last one of them?
No.
No.
Like, should it be my responsibility?
No.
I don't know. It shouldn't be your responsibility, but the environment that they're in sororities and it's college, there's a ton of shady shit that happens.
Yeah. It's a place to be on a higher alert at, basically.
Yeah.
And the last time that fucking shit happened, that dude got his fucking head stomped in. Like, he was attempting to rape a chick behind a dumpster. Fucking Tanner or whatever the fuck. And he got his fucking head stomped in by some dude that came and saved the fucking day.
Yeah.
That's what happens. Like, we fucking police our own. Just know that. We police our fucking own. That if some dude is out there fucking raping people, guess what? He gets his head chopped off. Fuck around, find out, die. But don't fucking come in here and start accusing people of shit that they never fucking did. Like, imagine if I like went up to a black guy and be like, "You stole my phone." You know, how dare you? Like a chick did that. She like went up to like a black dude in Walmart that had the same phone as she did. You know, started yelling at him and like tried to steal his phone away from him. It was his phone. And, you know, just assume that it was his. And then she got arrested and went to fucking prison. Because she assaulted, like...
Yeah, that's not cool. You should get arrested.
But you know, she thought it was her phone. You know, she just assumed. And it's, fucked around and found out.
Okay, an inanimate object versus a human being is different.
Yeah, an inanimate object usually has a lot more fucking value than a human being.
This is true.
Are you kidding me? Like, there's, like, some human beings that have less value than my fucking PC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like most people, I fucking, you know, value way lower. I'm like, yeah, you 2-cent person. Who fucking cares? But I'm going to go ahead and end it there. Fuck it.
Yep.
Do not, you know, come at it, you know, with a level head, ask people. Treat them like a fucking equal human being. Treat them like someone that hasn't done anything wrong. And, you know, then, you know, if you still sense something is off, you know, get some other fucking people involved. You know, go into the party. Get some other fucking people involved. Boom, boom, boom. And then you can fucking deal with it that way. Instead of fucking trying to stand in front of someone, like especially being a woman, like I hate to be like this fucking misogynist, but There is no woman out there that can really take me on. Like, if we're to get in a fist fight, there's probably like 12 women in the United States that can fucking beat me.
What about the chick with the tits from Dictator?
I'd fucking suck on them tits, make her come, and then fucking punch her in the face.
I love her.
Shit's easy. This is why they don't, fucking mix genders, with sports and fighting. MMA, they don't let the men go in there and fucking beat up the women. They'd win 100% of the time. But that's a different fucking conversation. So, see y'all later. We'll be back next week. Fuck, this one went long.